Hello, people. Thank you for joining me for another episode of my podcast, Sincerely Jada, a podcast hosted by yours truly, Jada Amoy. And if this is your very first time listening, which I don't know why it would be, as this is season 3, but in any case, this podcast is dedicated to learning and unlearning. I'm super excited to have you joining me, really excited to be back for season 3. Before you even listen to this episode, you might as well go and follow the podcast on whatever platform you use to listen to it, whether that be Apple Podcasts or Spotify or maybe Google Podcasts. That way you can continue to be engaged and you won't miss any episodes because you can get a notification. So it makes it a little easier to find out what's going on with Sincerely Jada. With that being said, today's episode is going to be a bit of a controversial topic that I actually have a lot of thoughts on. The main premise of this podcast is, of course, growing and learning throughout adulthood. So a lot of the things that I talk about are things that are really prevalent in our society, prevalent in our culture, and are really affecting adults today. So this is a topic that I definitely wanted to bring into the podcast, which is sex. I don't know why I said it like that, but you probably clicked on this episode because it says sex, you know? Be real. There's a lot of different messages and misconceptions that we receive growing up about sex that really shape how we view ourselves, how we view sex as a whole, and how we tend to value it. To begin this episode, I figured I'd give a definition of hookup culture for those of you who maybe don't know what this term means. And I'm actually looking it up on the Scholarly Community Encyclopedia, which feels very perverse to be looking this up on a encyclopedia, but I guess the scholars be getting down to or whatever. So when it comes to hookup culture, it refers to a culture built on the approved practice of engaging in hookups or sexual encounters between two or more people, where it is understood that commitment, relationships, and emotional feelings are not expected outcomes. So this episode, once again, is going to be my opinions. It's not necessarily telling anyone to stop doing something or start doing something. It's just more so getting us to reflect on the choices we're making, what impact they're having on us, and the overall messages we're receiving as a whole and how we can challenge those. So yeah, without further ado, let's get into the episode. I'm just going to try and phrase this episode as bluntly as I can. But having sex with complete strangers, especially in your 20s, is so normalized right now that if you're not willing to engage in hookup culture, it's made to seem like you're not living out your 20s. You're not doing what you're meant to be doing. But I think the problem is that this is becoming the expectation. And since this is becoming the norm, people who are not comfortable participating or having that expectation thrust upon them are kind of treated like aliens. A lot of people are finding that if you aren't willing to have sex, especially within a very short period of knowing someone, like there's almost a time limit set. So after an initial interaction with someone, let's say you meet them at the mall, you know, you hang out maybe once or twice. You haven't really gotten to know this person very much, but there's already an expectation, usually in most cases, that sex is going to follow whatever the initial interaction is. So even if you guys just went on one or two dates, the other person in that situation is already anticipating that there's going to be some sort of sexual or physical interaction coming up, even though you hardly know this person. And that's the point I'm trying to make. Like, because it's so normalized and many people are engaging in it and it's said to be something that's so integral to your adulthood experience, there's this unnecessary pressure and expectation on each person that they are going to be doing the same things and they're going to be comfortable with the same things. And if they're not, no one is willing to wait. It's never understood or assumed that, okay, this person is just not comfortable. This person is not willing. Maybe it's something they just don't want to do. It's more so, oh, you're playing hard to get. They're uptight, they're rigid, whatever the case may be. And I bring this up because I was also thinking about an interaction I had with someone very long ago. And I'm going to tell the story. So I had an interaction with someone who I was speaking to on Instagram, right? We only spoke on Instagram and I didn't know this person. And we used to speak on the phone, like we used to talk. We weren't like talking, but it was just like someone I was talking to. You know, I guess you could say that. And this person lived far ways away from me. And they had been like, oh, like, come and see me, blah, blah. But I was not on that type of time, right? So I didn't go. And because I didn't like venture off to the city to see this person, obviously they had certain intentions. That is not something that I was looking for, and it's not something within my nature. Like, I'm not a hookup culture girly, if you can't get what I'm putting down. But yeah, when I kind of refused or curved the advance, this person literally cussed me out, sent me lots of texts calling me outside of my name, was very aggressive. This experience that I had literally had me crying of laughter. Like, I was so confused. Like, I was like, oh no, like, I don't want to come. I don't want to go to your house. I don't blah, blah, blah. And then they were like, oh, you're such a this, you're such a that, B words, H words, W words, whatever words. Lots of expletives were hurled at me. And I remember thinking, wow, you can't even decline a sexual advance. Like, you can't even, it's not like the person put it in so many words, like, okay, this is what I want to do. But I just knew that obviously you're not expecting me to come all the way to your city, come to your place just to play cards. And I knew that. So I was just setting the boundary. And when I set the boundary, it was met with such an entitlement and aggression that was very unhinged. They were like, oh, I don't care. I don't need you. You're not even all that. Anyway, I'm going to have another girl by this time. Like, another girl's going to be on the way. Don't worry. I wasn't checking for you. And I was like, huh? And I remember I replied back, because this was all over text. And then this person, this man, literally called me to continue cussing me out, and I didn't pick up. I was like, how? Like, be for real. You're already being very rude in the messages. You think I'm going to answer the call to hear whatever you have to say? Unhinged. But anyway, I was like, oh, like, clearly you don't. Or if you do, like, why are you so mad? You know what I mean? Like, you're saying you're not bothered, but you seem very pressed. So anyway, I told that short story to say that in that situation, I set a boundary. I was not comfortable doing something. It's not comfortable being in this person's space. And I let it be known. And it was almost as though I had done something wrong. It was as though I wasn't allowed to set that boundary. And me setting that boundary resulted in all of this disrespect that was hurled towards me. So a lot of people face similar circumstances where they feel as though if they don't give in, if they aren't down for whatever the other person is down for, then they deserve to be disrespected, or they're teasing, they're being difficult, they're not complying. But why should you have to comply with something that it's a voluntary act? Like, having sex is not something that I must do, especially with someone I'm not comfortable with. So the fact that people declining these sort of gestures or these advances are made to seem as though they're doing too much is very problematic. And I think a lot of that is because of people's entitlement, but it's also because it's becoming such a normalized, overly talked about, just like over-sexual culture. So when people are kind of setting those boundaries for themselves, it's seen as though they're doing something wrong, or they're acting out, or they're going against the norm. And whenever you go against the norm, you receive a certain level of backlash. But I think for such a personal decision, receiving backlash for that is so ridiculous. And I think hookup culture is to blame. But we'll get into that as I continue this episode. So I want to get into the ways in which I think women are conditioned to view sex. There's two specific ways that come to mind for me, and that's a way to gain a man's interest. And this is in a heterosexual sense, but I'm sure it can apply, you know, to other types of relationships as well. But I think a lot of women view sex as a tool to gain attention, to gain somebody's love, to gain their affection. So let's say that there's a person that you like, you're not quite clear on how this person feels about you. You know, there's some flirting back and forth or whatever. After a few dates, you might feel a certain pressure to take it to that level and to have sex with this person, because that's the way that you'll get them to like you. That's the way that you'll get their attention, and that's the way you'll be able to essentially put yourself on their radar, especially if you're not sure how they feel about you. We're kind of taught that that's where a lot of our value lies as women, within our bodies, within our ability to please somebody sexually. That's a message that I feel like we receive a lot. And because of that, of course, as a young adult, you're kind of thinking that, you know, this is the day and age where everybody's having sex, everybody's doing this, everybody's having a lot of sexual partners and gaining all of this experience. So you are trying to really lock it down. You're trying to get this person to love you and to want to be with you and want to be with only you. And if that's so normalized in the society around you, then you're kind of thinking, well, if you're not willing to, and if you don't do it fast, then somebody else who is willing to is going to snatch this person up. They're not going to wait for you if they can get it from somewhere else. And I feel like that kind of statement that we always hear, well, if I'm not getting it from you, I can get it from somewhere else. It's so problematic because it just insinuates that that's the only reason why somebody would want to be with you, or the only way that you can actually have this person's interest, or the only way that you can put yourself on their radar. It won't be through emotional or mental or spiritual intimacy. Those don't matter. It's only sex that can really get you to where you want to go. No matter how much effort you put into getting to know this person, showing them all these sides of you, you cannot really win them over unless you introduce that side of you, because if they don't get it, and if they don't get it quick, that's the other part as well. It's just like, okay, well, maybe you will get to that point where you feel comfortable, but you have to force yourself to do it sooner than later, because if this person feels as though they're not being prioritized in this way, or this person doesn't really get a sample, then they lose interest. You become disposable. You become less interesting, less attractive to them, whatever the case may be. And a lot of us are afraid of that. So that's the first aspect, which is a way to get someone's attention, get someone's interest. And also, the other aspect is a way to maintain someone's interest. So this more so relates to, you know, when you're getting to know someone more, you're in a relationship with them, or you're in a situationship with them, whatever the case may be, and you feel as though even if you're not benefiting from a sexual relationship with this person, because a lot of people are not even really enjoying, you have this type of sexual intimate interaction with this person and it makes you feel bad, it makes you feel worthless. This person doesn't show you basic respect, or maybe you've been in a relationship with this person all this time, but you don't feel fulfilled in it. Not in an emotional sense, not in a physical sense, not in a sexual sense, not in any sense. But you continue to kind of lend yourself to this person in that way. You continue to almost be used in that way because you feel as though it's something that you have to do in order to keep this person's interest. So that idea of wanting to get someone's initial attention by having sex and to maintain them in your life, especially when it's a man, because we're taught that that's all that men really value, whether that's true or not. So you do the initial act to get them, and then you keep doing it, whether you like it or not, to maintain them. It just becomes an endless cycle where you are not really benefiting at all. And from what I see with men, I think a lot of men specifically get the messaging that sex is meaningless. They shouldn't actually take it seriously. It should be something that's just like clockwork to them. They should do this act or be intimate with however many people as possible. They should continue going from woman to woman or whatever the case may be in order to have as many experiences as possible, because overall it's not supposed to mean anything. And I think that they're also given these messages that contribute to so much entitlement, like the story I told earlier, where they are kind of just expecting it. They feel it's their God-given right. They don't really feel as though they're supposed to work hard to even get a woman to the point that they're comfortable enough to sleep with them. It's just kind of seen as something that a woman should just do. They're just not really taught that it's something that they should take seriously or something that they should have to put in effort into. And that's so problematic to me because it just creates the entitlement, like, yeah, it's normal for you to have this amount of people that you've slept with and all these different types of things, especially as a young adult. And there's even people who are very young, like they're very early into adulthood, and they have all of these sexual partners, which is kind of strange if you think about it, because you're not even 20, you know what I mean? And it's like those experiences are so normalized. And I think that's why even people younger than that, before you even reach adulthood, you feel as though these are things that you should be doing. And it's the thing to do, and it makes you of a higher value as a man. As a man, you're taught that it's something that you're entitled to. It's a part of being in a relationship. It's a part of even interacting with women. So that's another thing. Like, since men see it as something that's not a big deal, well, not all men, but a lot of men are conditioned to feel that way. They kind of over-sexualize every woman because they're often not able to relate to women without sex on the mind, without the idea that, okay, each woman that I interact with, I can't treat them as a friend. I can't treat them, you know, just as someone who is cool, just someone with good vibes. Like, I have to see them in a sexual sense and try and pull a move on them, because I'm supposed to be collecting as many partners, as many bodies as possible, right? So of course, every woman who I get in close proximity is a potential sexual partner or a potential romantic partner. I can't just relate to these people as people. I have to be seeing them in a sexual way and just constantly make moves on them. And if they are not willing and they don't comply or they're not interested, they shoot me down, that means that they're playing hard to get. And that statement just irritates me. Like when people say, oh, she's playing hard to get, she's playing hard to get. It's so annoying because it's not necessarily that. Like there are some people who are setting that as a boundary to let you know, I don't want to do this, I'm not comfortable, whether it's for religious reasons, whether it's just, I don't really want you to be touching me. Like I just don't want you doing that. You know, and I think that that type of messaging is just so problematic, and we don't even realize the, you know, discourses that we're pushing when we say these types of things to people. We see those messages so common in very young adults and people who have not even reached adulthood. And I think with the rise of social media, you constantly see conversations with very young people. Sometimes you see people on TikTok who are asking these influencers and social media stars, you see them asking, oh, like, what age did you lose your virginity? And when should I be ready? And all of these questions that it's just like, you should not be asking somebody else these things. And you also should not be worried about these things at the tender age of 15. It's just not normal. And the more we try to normalize these things, we try and act like that's a normal thing. And it's just not. It's just not normal. And the fact that people are constantly obsessing over this and taking advice from other people on social media, complete strangers, on when they should be comfortable to have sex and how they can prepare and all these things. Like, it's actually really weird if we think about it. And we need to ask ourselves, how is our culture and how is our society contributing to the fact that people at these ages are already thinking of these things and they feel as though they're behind? Like, they feel as though they need to rush it. And that's what I want to talk about. The fact that people want to rush these experiences, or they put a certain time on it. They're like, oh, I might as well just get it over with. I might as well do it. I'm going to have to do it eventually, so I shouldn't be difficult about it. I shouldn't be too picky about it. I should just do it so that I get it over with and that I'm not falling behind. And it's just like, if you actually listen to that, how does that sound? Like, you're opening up yourself to this person. You're sharing yourself in a very intimate way, and you're telling yourself that it's something that you just need to get it over with. You know, I feel like a lot of us are losing our appreciation or our understanding of what physical intimacy, whatever you want to call it, what it actually means and how vulnerable of an experience it is, letting somebody experience you in a way that most people will never experience you. And I feel like we need to start treating it that way again. We shouldn't keep treating it like it's something that's so normal and meaningless, because if you don't want it to mean anything, then that's okay. But ask yourself, why don't you want it to mean anything? Even if it's something that you're doing with people who you're not in a relationship with, it's not even about the relationship. It's just like, ask yourself why you want to reduce this act to nothing. Like, why is that your goal, to have no emotions, no obligation? Why is that what we're moving towards? And it's not to shame anyone. Like, if someone doesn't view it as a sacred thing, then that's not even what I'm trying to say. It's just that regardless of whether you see it as a sacred thing, regardless of whether you enjoy doing it and you want to have that experience with as many people as possible, that's not even what I'm trying to say. It's that regardless of how you view it, why can't you still treat it as intimate? Why is it necessary to remove all meaning and all feelings out of that experience? Because I feel like it promotes the idea that we should not take sex seriously. And if you do take sex seriously, that means that you're prude, that means that you're uptight. And that's weird, because we normalize removing all feelings, removing all expectations from it. But it's like, why do we need to remove the expectations? Like, people hook up all the time and there's this expectation that, okay, this doesn't mean anything. So if one person in a situation catches feelings and they are maybe wanting to take the relationship further, it's seen as, oh, you're getting attached. That's so silly. You're so inexperienced. You're so immature, whatever. How can the person not expect more? Like, why is that something that is seen as completely backwards when we know how intimate that act can be? We know how much it means to a lot of people. We know how literally, like, our bodies are such an intimate part of us that we only experience ourselves. So if someone else is letting you experience that part of them, why would you not assume that they might have some expectations or some emotions attached to that? Or there could at least be the potential of some emotions developing after. You know what I mean? It just doesn't make sense to treat it like something that we have to be completely numb to, because if we're going to treat it that way, then it starts to lose its meaning. And I do feel like it is losing its meaning, and that contributes to all of the messages that I was talking about, especially that young people are receiving that's telling them that they need to be hypersexual. And that relates to how many of us can think about whether you went off to university or not, but particularly if you did go outside of your city or outside of parental supervision for university, you can think about how sex was treated in university. Like every event that you go to in university, even if they're just doing an educational event, they might be giving out condoms. And it's like, why are we giving out condoms at the local job fair? Not saying there's anything wrong with that, but I remember even going to the like doctor in university, you would go there for a cough and they would offer you condoms. And I get why they're doing that. And it's fair. Like people, obviously they know, like when you put people who are young and they're getting these sort of messages and they have all these hormones or whatever, you're putting them in an environment where those things are possible. So that makes a lot of sense. But it's also just the messages, like going away to university, it's like you should be experiencing as much as possible. We all hear people saying, if you go to university, don't get a girlfriend, don't get a boyfriend, stay single. If you have a high school sweetheart, drop them. Because once you get to university, once you get to college, there's going to be all these people and you need to sleep with as many as possible. Sorry to be blunt and weird, but you know, this episode is really just about the facts and the thoughts that are in my head. But you're supposed to have as many experiences as possible. So it's really promoted that you need to get out there. You need to have a lot of experiences. It's made to seem that the only way that you can truly experience or have fun, especially as a young adult, is by engaging in as many hookups as possible or going on as many dates and letting it go that far, even if that's not what you intended to do or what you want to do. But you should do so for fun. You should do so to please the other person, and you should do so just to get the experience. And it's just like they always talk about experience, like you need more sexual experience, you need more of this experience. But it's like, what is all the experience for? Like, am I supposed to pack my resume with all of these names of people? Like, what do I gain from this? And if you do feel you gained something from it and you're actually enjoying those experiences, then that's something else. But I think a lot of the time that you speak to people who are engaging heavily in hookup culture, they actually are not enjoying the experiences. And they try often to convince other people that it's fun for them. And they try often to convince other people that it's empowering for them. But I feel like we also need to be honest. I can't tell anyone why they're doing something and why they're not doing something. But I feel like what I see and what I think is a lot of people are using not even just the act of sex, but over-sexualizing themselves as a tool and as a means to get something. So as a tool to get attention, as a tool to be liked, as a tool to fit in, whatever the case may be. It makes you feel good about yourself when a lot of people are interested in you sexually, or you're getting great reviews, or, you know, a lot of guys want to have sex with you. Like, that makes a lot of people feel good. And vice versa, as a man, you feel like that guy, you feel important, you feel desired. But that desirability, it means nothing. A lot of people at a young age are thinking about, oh, like, do I give off sex appeal? Like, as a woman, you're thinking, how does my body look constantly? Like, how can I make myself more sexy to people? Babe, you're 18. You're not supposed to be sexy. You know what I mean? Particularly with like the desirability that definitely impacted me, like coming to university, because it's just like you see people and they're so beautiful. Like there's all different types of people in these certain spaces and you feel inadequate. You feel as though, okay, I thought that, you know, my shape or my body was looking nice until I came to this environment and I realized that I'm not all that. So because you feel insecure, you don't feel like the attention would be on you naturally because of your natural beauty or because of your personality or because of these things, you then turn to over-sexualizing yourself. And it's natural and it's understandable. And I wish more people would admit that they do it, because a lot of us want to say, oh no, we're so confident and stuff. But it's like in certain spaces, when you don't really feel as confident or you don't feel like you can own the room, you might tend to over-sexualize yourself or try and make yourself stand out in a sexual sense so that the attention now comes to you. Not everybody does that for those reasons, but some people might. Or becoming more promiscuous, trying to get attention in that way because you're trying to win the person over because you think that that's the only thing of value that you have to offer or the only thing that that person would appreciate, you know? But it's also needed to reflect on, okay, if I'm comfortable doing something, then maybe I should do it. But if I'm not comfortable, I shouldn't do it. And if it's something that you're not benefiting from, you shouldn't feel the need to put on a smiley face and pretend that you're enjoying something that you're not enjoying just to participate or fit in with the culture or fit in with the society. Because culture and society are not things that you need to participate in constantly. Like, they send us very negative messages sometimes, but we always need to remind ourselves that we are not a monolith. Like, we're not a group experiment. We don't have to do the things that everybody else is doing. Our way of thinking, our way of viewing the world does not need to be normalized. As long as it's normal to you, as long as it feels right to you, then you shouldn't be compromising that just to have a certain relationship or to catch the interest of a certain person. Because it's so real. Like, if you think that sex or sexualizing yourself or making yourself available sexually will secure the interest of a man, babe, you're a fool. No matter what you do, if somebody does not want to be kept, if somebody does not want to stay in a relationship, if someone does not want to pursue you, they won't pursue you. You cannot make certain decisions or engage in certain things, especially intimate things that are personal and serious for you. You shouldn't make those available to somebody who is not deserving of that. And I just want to circle back to this point because this is something I see so often, like engaging in very intimate acts with people who do not treat you with basic respect. Stop that. Don't do that. And that's not to shame anyone. And you shouldn't feel attacked and you shouldn't feel bad. It's just reflecting on the fact that it's not about self-respect for me in this context. It's about valuing yourself. And if you value yourself, you should not be giving yourself in any capacity. It doesn't have to be physical. It doesn't have to be sexual. It could be emotional, spiritual, mental. You should not be allowing anyone to access any intimate part of you unless it feels good for you. And that doesn't mean, oh, physically, oh, this feels good for me. It means, does it feel right with you? Does it sit well with you? How do you feel afterwards? And also, do you feel valued by this person in any regard? It doesn't have to be like this deep relationship or whatever, but does this person have respect for you? And do you feel peace in doing this? Are you doing this to please that person? Are you doing it because you feel you must do it? You know, because in any regard, allowing the physical act of being intimate with someone to cancel out all their other behaviors, the negativity that they're feeding you, the things that they're putting you through, the way that they speak to you, the way that they constantly discard you when you're not sexually available for them. If you're allowing those things to be canceled out just by how a physical act feels, you should stop doing that. Because at the end of the day, it's not to shame anyone. It's just to say that you are valuable, regardless of the view you have on it. You should not be lending yourself to people who are not treating you in a way that aligns with you, in a way that's respectful, in a way that makes you feel good. Don't allow people to demean you in order to access a specific part of you that is not their right. Regardless of how society portrays having sex as such a normal everyday thing, it's actually not. It's something that obviously requires a comfort level. It's something that requires a certain level of intimacy. It just requires certain things of you. And since it requires certain things of you, you should require certain things from the people who you are engaging with, whether it be in a physical way, a sexual way, in any way. People can have different ways of viewing sex, whatever, different perspectives on it. But in any case, we shouldn't be taking away the meaning and making it seem like it's something that is no big deal. You shouldn't put all your value in sex or all your value in your body, because a lot of people act like that's the only value or the only thing that they have to offer. That's not what I'm trying to say. But you should value it. And if you value it, then people shouldn't be able to access you without showing you basic respect or courtesy. And you shouldn't feel the need to do these things in order to fit in with other people or to please a specific person when it's not pleasing to you and it doesn't make you feel good. A lot of people feel inadequate because of lack of sexual experience. And that's something that I also want to touch on to end the episode, where, you know, maybe one person in a relationship or one person in a situation has more experience than the other person. and it creates a strange power dynamic, like an imbalance, and it becomes a priority in the relationship where you're constantly feeling like you're not good enough for these reasons. Or you might be more inclined to pursue a lot of different sexual experiences because you want to become more experienced, not because you actually enjoy what you're doing or because you want to, but because you want to have more experience to be able to offer somebody else. And in turn, in doing so, you put yourself in negative positions, you put yourself through trauma, you put yourself through feeling undervalued, and you give your body or whatever else to these people with an expectation that they're going to fall in love with you because of this, or that they're going to treat you well because you've done this. And then when it doesn't happen, you're disappointed, you know, because it wasn't something that you did for yourself, because it was something that you wanted to do. You did it with an expectation to please another person and to gain something from it. And I think that's where the negativity lies. And that's where hookup culture becomes very problematic, because at the end of the day, you should not be viewing sex as a tool or as a means to get attention, as a means to become a priority in someone's life, as a means to save a relationship. All of these ways of viewing it are viewing it as a tool to gain something, you know? And in doing so, you're willing to constantly put yourself in spaces to continue allowing people to access you who don't deserve access to you, or the access that you're giving them is not something that sits right with you as a person, you as the owner of your body. You might see certain people around you participating in certain things. Let them do what they want to do. You don't need to judge them for it, but you don't need to do those things. And you should also question within yourself, why do I feel the need to do things that are constantly not making me feel good? If I feel nervous about it, if it doesn't feel like something I want to do, why am I insisting that I do it anyway? Just to conclude this episode, you don't have to constantly walk around with the pressure of needing to be desirable and needing to be sexy and wanting to be perceived as sexy to every single person. People who you have interest in, people you don't even have interest in. You don't need to do something before you're comfortable. It's just not something that you need to participate in if it's not natural to you. And if you are participating in hookup culture, you should also ask yourself from time to time, why am I doing this? Is this really what I want to do? Is there any external pressure? Am I hoping to have a certain outcome? Am I trying to be liked? Am I trying to be accepted or gain the affection of someone else? So those are just some things that I wanted to emphasize to end the episode. But in any case, I hope this episode was enjoyable to listen to. I really enjoyed recording it. I think it's something that is really prevalent in our culture, and I'm glad that I was able to have a discussion that really encompassed a lot of my thoughts and ideas. But I'd love to have a conversation that is more so back and forth. So please keep in mind, you can always send voice messages to these episodes that I'm recording. I would love to feature some in future episodes because I haven't done that thus far. So feel free to message me personally, responding to this episode, or send voice messages or whatever you'd like to do to get in contact with me so I can hear your thoughts as well. And also, if you made it to the end of the episode, be sure to leave a rating, preferably 5 stars, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. If you'd like to share it on your social media as well, that'll help it reach a wider audience. And I would appreciate that. So yeah, thank you for listening. And until next time, sincerely, Jada.